My daughter took my car to the city and she called and said, "Dad, I've got great news. Your airbags work fine."
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
Well, it's that time on Laugh Again when we bring you the news you won't find on the news. The fantastic, the wonderful, the strange. Like the story of the lady who lost a contact lens and the doctor who found it 28 years later. On her eyelid. It's true. Or the live parakeet found stuck in a cupboard at IKEA. Or the California guy who was arrested for stealing 800 pounds of lemons. Yes, pucker up. It's time for a laugh or two on another episode of Good News Day. In Cambridge, England, the staff at Fulbourn Hospital knew something was up when honey began oozing from the ceiling inside their staff housing complex. Sweet. Ceiling panels were removed to reveal a super colony of 60,000 honeybees. It took the Tree Bee Society 12 hours to locate the bees. Apparently, the incident created quite a buzz. Enough with the puns. I'll behave myself. In other news, Kyle Mullander was kayaking off the coast of New Zealand when he received the surprise of his life. Kyle's GoPro camera filmed the incident, or no one would believe him. A seal popped its head out of the ocean with a live octopus in its mouth and slapped Kyle across the face with the octopus. The dazed kayaker had no idea what hit him, but the video footage tells the tale. How many people can say they've been slapped across the face by a seal with an octopus? What's next, squid napping? Meanwhile, in Texas, two college students, Jev Maravilla and Christian Toledo, both of Asian descent, realized there were no pictures of Asian employees on the walls at their local McDonald's. So, they created a giant poster of themselves eating McDonald's menu items, and they hung it at McDonald's where it stayed for months, until a McDonald's executive called them. Were they in trouble? No. McDonald's loved their poster so much, they made them stars of an ad campaign and paid them $25,000 each. Well, on to burger and better things. When Hurricane Florence hit the Carolinas, Shelley Tench was told that a local hurricane relief shelter didn't have enough clothes for victims. So she took $50 to Walmart. Shelley asked the manager, Jeff Jobs, for a discount. He did better. He said, "Fill up the shopping cart on me." $1,251 later, she delivered 254 items of clothing to garner high shelter. He also donated case after case of fruit and snacks and Gatorade. When I hear such stories, I can't help but think of the extravagant generosity I've received from people, but even better, from God. We are the recipients of the greatest gift in all of history. Romans 8:32 says that God did not spare even his own son, but graciously gave him up for us all. As a result, through faith, we receive redemption, forgiveness of sins, and the promise of eternal life. How can we respond with anything less than gratitude and generosity, which are two ingredients to living a joy-filled life? Generosity is like a potluck. You put so little in and you get so much out. This is very good news indeed. Speaking of news, here are a few headlines that made me smile. Breathing oxygen linked to staying alive. Whoa! Drunk gets 9 months in violin case. Include your children when baking cookies. Wisconsin woman whose car was running strangely finds large python under hood. And finally, county spelling bee postponed. Ironically, B is spelled B-E-E. Apparently this headline created quite a buzz.
God promises to never leave us, but that doesn't mean life will be easy. Many search for an escape from life's struggles, but Laugh Again offers something deeper. Encouragement, joy, and the hope of Jesus in the midst of it all. As one listener shared, "I wanted to tell you how much Laugh Again means to me. It even helped cheer me up after my dad died." Help share this hope and laughter. Give today at laughagain.us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.